Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I grew up watching this guy. And, man, when I tell you what, whenever I had a chance, as a larger tight end and a defensive end, if I picked one up and scored, the first thing you wanted to do was do the Billy White Shoes Johnson. He now joins us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. How you doing, my friend?
Bill, I'm doing extremely well.
That is fake. You know how many people from that era just emulated you, and probably still do it to this day, seeing you walk down the street, man?
Well, no, but it's always nice to be remembered.
It was, how things have changed. I mean, now the NFL is bringing back football and end zone celebrations and such. And like I said, you know, I grew up in Cincinnati. I watched Isaac Curtis just drop it over his shoulder. That was his thing. And then when they played you guys, we watched you and you did the dance in the end zone and got the notoriety and such. But the game itself has remained the same while changing so dramatically, I guess is the best statement I can possibly make to you.
Yeah, well, you know, and it's true. I mean, it would always remain the same. And, of course, they're going to always try to add a little bit of excitement to it. So I think that was one of the reasons the league decided to pass on them, allowing them to, you know, celebrate in the end zone.
When you got into the game, obviously you were a specific player. You had speed. You were a guy that people loved to watch. You were electric. I was on a Chicago station the other day, and they were saying, have you ever seen anybody as dynamic as, say, a guy like Devin Hester? And I said, go back to Billy White Shoes Johnson. I mean, that was the kind of guy. I mean, once you got going, you just were a white blur beneath you, and off you went. And your notoriety in that particular, for the shoes and everything that went along with it, I don't know if the shoes became bigger than you, But man, you're talking. You were that dude. I mean, I know you know it, but you were that guy back then.
Well, you know, on a team like that, I wasn't like sure because we had some dynamite ball players on that team. We had like three or four future Hall of Famers. So I was just doing the job that I was supposed to do and just being happy to be on the field to contribute.
I want to ask you about playing in Houston because obviously the Texans are now back. The Oilers had left. And things changed, and because your heart, I mean, you've played for other teams, but Houston's where I got to know you, and to for that franchise to leave Houston. I mean, I remember the Bum Phillips and the Houston Oilers tunes, and just everything you had down there, and the enthusiasm. We loved. I mean, being a Bengals fan growing up and a Packers fan, I loved to hate your guts, but it was so fun to watch, and it had to be an amazing time for what that stadium was at the time. That an amazing place to play in the Astrodome. It was really cool, wasn't it? I mean, football was big in Houston.
It was big. And then you get a coach like Bum Phillips who has his own identity. And when you look at it, man, how he changed the complexion of the game that we play, especially in Houston, and the way people will gravitate toward the team. And he had as much to do with it as the players. But because of that, I really think that's why guys enjoyed coming there, enjoyed playing. He treated you well. He was a player's coach. He let us place our own guys, and we knew what we had to do on the field. So it was really fun. I can't tell you how many times people were running to go to work or go to practice just to sit there after practice, sit down and talk to like a Bubba Smith or Tody Smith or somebody like that who's been around the league and bombarded men. Oh, man, the camaraderie was unbelievable. It was a fantastic time in the city of Houston for the Love You Blue team.
Yeah, it was the powder blue uniforms and those pom-poms that used to beat. And, oh, my God, it was just, you know, Houston Oilers. I mean, I remember the song, and I hated it. It's kind of like that damn Vikings horn, man. I hated it. Hated it, growing, but it was a great time.
Bill, that's what we wanted to do. We wanted to become those mind stickers. Where, you know, we get out there and we do our thing and have fun doing it. People begin to gravitate toward us, and they always say, this is a song. We kind of like it. We didn't like it at first, or we're tired of it, but it just resonates in their mind all the time. And that's what happens when you've got a good team and the city is involved with you. The players were involved with the city. It was just one of those great times, great eras to be playing football in the city of Houston.
I know you get asked this all the time, but one of the greatest, in my opinion, to ever watch run was Earl Campbell. I mean, the size, the strength, the agility for a big man that he had, which was such the opposite watching you run, because you were just like deer and lightning and gone. But that at that time, what you guys had what I can consider to be like a 1-2 punch, it was a thing of beauty. And to see, you know, all of that kind of come together and to watch Earl Campbell up close and personal, how was that for you? Because he had to be almost one of those guys where you're blocking downfield, but you can hear him coming and you're almost in awe of his ability.
The thing, when you block for Earl, and all but even the linemen would tell you, is that whenever he put his hand on your back, you knew he was there, because he would push you into pushing the pile, or he was pushing you to run you over. And you just said, uh-oh, I don't know which it is, but I'm going to keep my feet moving. But you knew he was behind you. You knew, hey, it wasn't going to stop there. It was going to stop 5 yards down the field. But having a running back like that, believe it or not, Earl could catch someone out of the backfield. They often think that he couldn't. I mean, the opponents thought he couldn't. But he was complete back. He could do it all. But the biggest thing that they didn't realize was that Earl was the kind of guy you didn't want to get him mad. You didn't want to get him excited. And when he did, then he really ran with a vengeance. So I can remember a time that he was running the play, I guess, against Chicago. And I was talking to Doug Plank about that years ago. We started laughing. And, you know, those guys, Plank and Fensick, would always come in. And he slowed down. They broke in the open. He slowed down. And he thought it was Plank that he was going to get. And he grabbed his hands and put it in Fensick's chest and just drove him into the ground. Because those guys were relentless in what they did. And he did it in a fair way. He wasn't trying to be a cheap shot, but he said, I'm going to get them back for what they do to me when they hit me. But he was that type of back, but he was unbelievable.
Talking with Billy White Shoes Johnson, and watched his career with Houston. You go off to Montreal for a year, Atlanta, I believe, and then you ended actually your career in Washington, right?
Correct.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Yeah, what was it like when, because you were so well known coming out of Houston, you go to Montreal for a year, but then you come back, you have four or five years with the Falcons.
Seven.
7 years with the Falcons. Holy man. Uh-huh. 7 years with the Falcons. Okay.
Time flies.
Yeah, how about that? Yeah, seven years with the Falcons. Fun. Wow.
Yeah, it was good. It was good. I came back, and I was fortunate to go to a team that played on grass, is what I was looking for, and they were contenders at that time. And I know I was blessed in order to come back to do that. And it was fun. Had a bunch of young guys on the team. They played hard. They've had some good years in the past. It was the right time. Steve Bartkowski was there. Jeff Van Note, Junior Miller, William Andrews, Glenn King. So it was a great team for me to have been fortunate enough to come back at that time.
When you get done playing and life begins to take its toll, you got involved in the Gridiron Greats, and it's something that we've worked with. We've talked to many of the different guys that's a part of this that always seem to come by and sit down with us. It's Super Bowl as well. But you work with the pork rind people. Porks and pigskins, baby. It all goes together on game day. I'm telling you that right now. God knows that. I've had that in enough press boxes to know it goes around. But just talk about what it's meant for life after football, because it's not all sitting in mansions and having everybody cater to you, is it?
Oh, there's no doubt about that. And the biggest thing that they do, and it's really good, is that they prevent assistance to guys to retired players who have, who are pioneers of the game, and they contribute a great deal to the NFL. And sometimes they have trouble meeting their financial obligations and getting medicine. As a matter of fact, surgeries. So they take on a complete, overhaul in helping these individuals who are less fortunate, who are just, let's face it, falling on some type of hard times. And it's a great deal. People at Southern Recipe and Southern Foods have merged together, partnered with these guys, and it's been a great deal. But also, up until, I guess, that final great day of celebration, they are having a situation where fans can play Gridiron Grooving. And they can go online and play the game. And what it does, of course, now listen to this. You go online to Gridiron Grooving, to porkrinds.com, and they will do a TD celebration. If they're fortunate, you can win $2,500 for the individual or $500 for those who are runner-ups, and there'll be four of those, and they'll also get pork rinds for a year. So these people at Southern Recipe have partnered with the Gridiron Greats to really help them to raise funds to go out and to assist former players.
It's always a pleasure to get a chance to check with you. Real quick, one more time, if there's a specific website to go to that they can check in on or want to find out more information about either the pork rinds, the recipes, or the Gridiron Greats, where do they go?
They go to www.porkrinds.com, and they'll get all the information they want. And they, like I say, they can log on and play the games as often as they want. And they're fortunate, let's face it. You know, you're going to win $2,500, and you have nothing to lose.
There you go. Nothing to lose. It's always good. Hey, it's a pleasure talking to you. I hope to see you real soon again down the road, but thanks for sharing some memories. Well, this has been great. I certainly appreciate it, okay?
Bill, thank you for your time.
Hey, thank you so much. There you go. That's right. Billy White Shoes Johnson joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.